AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House has approved a bill protecting same-sex marriages. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
An historic step forward in Democrats' fight to defend the dignity and equality of every American.
States will now have to recognize same-sex marriages and interracial unions. In one of her final leadership acts before stepping aside, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi presided over the 258-169 vote. Gay lawmakers like Wisconsin's Mark Pocan said he and his husband should have the same rights as any other married couple.
Regardless of if your spouse is named Samuel or Samantha.
40 Republicans voted for the bill, but most were against it, like Virginia's Bob Good.
God's perfect design is indeed marriage between one man and one woman for life.
The vote's a relief for couples worried the Supreme Court might overturn its 2015 decision that legalized those marriages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Putting an end to a coronavirus vaccine mandate for the military is included in a bill that has passed in the House. WNBA star Brittany Griner is free. She was in prison in Russia on drug charges and was released in exchange for the U.S. release of a Russian arms dealer. The U.S. has also been trying to work out the release of American Paul Whelan, accused of espionage. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked why Griner was released and not Whelan.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home. The choice was one or none.
Whelan has been in jail in Russia for nearly 4 years. Saying it would suppress competition, the Federal Trade Commission is suing to block Microsoft's planned $69 billion takeover of video game company Activision Blizzard. A federal appeals court panel says New York can continue enforcing a new state law banning guns from sensitive places like parks and theaters. This is AP News. German officials expect more people will be detained in connection with a plot to overthrow the government.
Police searched the house of a Berlin judge, who was one of dozens of people rounded up after a plot by the so-called Reich Citizens Movement was uncovered. The movement rejects Germany's post-war constitution and the legitimacy of the government. Authorities expect a second wave of people being detained as they review evidence. Germany's Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said in a briefing the plot is just the tip of the iceberg. The investigations provide a glimpse into the abyss of a terrorist threat from the Reichssitizens milieu. The head of Germany's Federal Criminal Police said officers found weapons in 50 of the 150 locations that they searched around the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan are slamming the British tabloids in a new Netflix series about their estrangement from the royal family. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.